Hi guys, Paul Anthony Kelly here with East Los Angeles Places, Faces in Real Estate. I was fumbling my own title of my podcast there. How you guys doing today? I am doing awesome. Thanks for asking. So let's talk. Today I want to talk to you about something different. I've been talking about first-time home buyer tips and my mini pod, and you know we talk about the sales report. But let's talk about a business today. I'll put a link on if you. You go to the podcast, there'll be a link to the Facebook story on that. You'll be able to check out the pictures and the videos. But it's Semitas Poblanas, Mi Magdalena. It's on Indiana Street. And guys, absolutely delicious. Now, if you don't know what a semita is, it's like a torta, I guess. You're like kind of like a sandwich, I guess, if you want to say it like that. And the bread is different than the type of bread that tortas are usually made out of. It's a little harder. It has like ajonjolí on it, sesame seed, I guess, or maybe they're sesame seeds. The taste is a little different too, but it's delicious. You have different styles of semitas you could have. You have egg, or you could have a milanesa, which is like a thin breaded chicken style that you could have it with. Anyways, lots of different flavors. Comes with quesillo on it, which is a type of cheese. And you got papalo, which is spice, it was a certain type of leaf. It gives it a different type of flavor. Some people like it, some people don't. But either way, it's delicious. And there's other things there. I mean, we had the mole also with some, oh my God. It is, you know what? It's not too spicy. However, I felt that the more you eat it, it gets a little tiny bit spicier, which is just right for me. Delicious. So check it out. Go to Mi Magdalena right there on Indiana Street. I'll go ahead and put that on the podcast. We'll go ahead and link that up so you guys can check out the story and get the address, the whole thing. All right, guys. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.